Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here, howtosellyourcoaching.com. This morning, I want to jump in on this podcast, maybe get just a little esoteric woo-woo with you, but it's reality. Listen to me. I believe that we work for what we obtain. We work for, we set up systems and strategies, and then things come to us. I also believe, however, that if your mindset is not right, your spiritual mindset is not right, then you will deny or walk away from opportunities. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this very clear up. In this world, you ultimately receive exactly what you feel you deserve. No more and no less. So let's talk about your level of deserving. Let me say it again. In this world, you ultimately receive what you feel you deserve. No more and no less. It is the mind, it's the heart, it's that soulish realm, if you will, that dictates what you receive, okay? If you will say to yourself, I am enough, I am a genius, I apply my wisdom, that's different than saying, oh, I never get ahead, selling coaching so hard, business is so hard. You have to get in your own mindset. You have to value yourself. And if you don't value yourself, go back and study, go back and train, go back and look at your past experiences where you've helped people. I always tell my coaches, if you've gone through John Maxwell, if you've gone through any of the other schools of coaching, maybe you've never gone through a formal school, whatever it is, you're coming on board with me, go through our Life Coach Certification Program. We include it absolutely free when somebody comes on board to Wealthy Coach. Go through it and you will see five areas you will improve, five areas of improvement, five areas of life that you will improve, and it helps build up your self-worth. Understand this, until you value yourself, never expect others to value you. Until you value yourself, you should never expect others to. Those who place a value on themselves often end up wealthy. Those who don't end up poor. The Bible's very clear. I go back to the Word of God. As you believe, so shall you receive. It is what a man believes in his heart. In fact, the Word of God says, as a man believes in his heart, so is he. Okay? You've got to look at the man or woman in the mirror. This is the woo-woo part that many of you don't like, but look at the man or woman in the mirror and say, listen, you are worthy. You are wonderful. You were divinely created. You are more than enough. If you don't believe you're worthy of giving love to yourself, you won't receive love. If you don't believe you're worthy of giving yourself wealth, you won't receive wealth. I know we talk a lot about strategies and language and marketing and positioning yourself, and all that's so important. That we have to move into a place of understanding. Now listen, both the self-righteous and the self-wrong, I guess you would say, personas or distortions. The self-defeating attitude is terrible, but so is self-righteousness. You have to block those out and walk into wealth. You have to know you are enough. And I truly believe this. I believe that every human being is divinely created. That means you have the exact same potential as any highly accomplished person. You just don't believe it or acknowledge it. When you begin to believe that and acknowledge it, then you'll begin to move forward. Does that make sense? You'll begin to move forward. Wow. Okay, guys, I could go on and on with this. I'm looking through even my notes here. And it's very important to know your own place, your own worth, your own value. So I'm saying today, if you do not know this, then you need to go back and study yourself. You need to go back and help someone. Maybe you need to help someone for absolutely free and really change their life. Or maybe you need to go to someone and double or triple your rate immediately and help them. People and money, listen to me, people and money are drawn to energy, enthusiasm, and certainty. I'm certain I can help you. Are you certain you can help your people? jump over to howtosellyourcoaching.com. Check out our podcast, check out our blog, our book, and also jump over to collwoodwayne.com. collwoodwayne.com, let's jump on the phone. Take 15, 20 minutes. Let's look at your business. Guarantee you at least one aha moment we can help you with. Look forward to hearing from you. Go out there, believe in you. You are more than enough. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.